Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a time you helped someone overcome a challenge. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences and relationships. One common topic is describing a time when you helped someone overcome a personal challenge. This question allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate past events, express emotions, and reflect on personal growth. Let's explore how to effectively answer this question and maximize your score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to helping others or overcoming challenges. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy helping others? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do. Helping others makes me feel good, and I think it's important to support people when they need it. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I find great satisfaction in lending a hand to those in need. Not only does it foster a sense of community, but it also allows me to gain new perspectives and develop empathy. I believe that by helping others, we ultimately help ourselves grow as individuals. Q. What kind of challenges do people often face? Band 6-7. Answer. People often face challenges like financial problems, health issues, or difficulties at work or school. These can be quite stressful for them. Band 8-9 answer. In my experience, people grapple with a wide array of challenges. These can range from personal hurdles, such as mental health issues or relationship difficulties, to professional obstacles like career setbacks or academic pressures. Additionally, many face societal challenges, including discrimination or economic hardship. The complexity of modern life often means that these challenges are interconnected, requiring holistic solutions and support systems. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a potential cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you helped someone overcome a personal challenge. You should say who the person was, what the challenge was, how you helped them, and explain how you felt about the experience. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience about helping my younger sister overcome her fear of public speaking. This challenge had been plaguing her for years, causing her significant anxiety and limiting her academic and professional growth. The challenge became particularly apparent when she was tasked with delivering a presentation for her final year project at university. She was visibly distressed and contemplated dropping the course to avoid the presentation. Recognizing the severity of her fear, I took it upon myself to help her. We started with small steps, first practicing her speech in front of a mirror, then to me, and gradually to a small group of family members. I coached her on breathing techniques to manage anxiety and helped her structure her presentation for maximum impact. We also worked on building her confidence through positive affirmations and visualizing success. I encouraged her to join a local Toastmasters club where she could practice in a supportive environment. The day of her presentation arrived, and while she was nervous, she delivered her speech with poise and clarity. Her professor was impressed, and she received excellent feedback. This experience was incredibly rewarding for me. Seeing my sister overcome her fear and unlock her potential filled me with immense pride and joy. It reinforced my belief in the power of perseverance and support. Moreover, it taught me valuable lessons about patience, empathy, and the importance of tailoring support to individual needs. Additional questions, bullet points. How did this experience change your relationship with your sister? Did you face any challenges while helping her? Sample answers. Band 6-7. This experience brought us closer. We spent more time together and learned to trust each other more. It made our bond stronger. Band 8-9. This experience profoundly transformed our relationship. It fostered a deeper level of trust and mutual respect between us. By working together towards a common goal, we discovered new facets of each other's personalities and strengths. This shared journey of overcoming a challenge solidified our bond and laid the foundation for a more supportive and understanding relationship in the future. Band 6-7. Yes, there were some challenges. Sometimes my sister felt discouraged and wanted to give up. It was hard to keep her motivated at times. Band 8-9. Indeed, the process wasn't without its hurdles. The most significant challenge was maintaining her motivation during moments of setback or self-doubt. There were times when her progress seemed to plateau, which tested both our patience and resolve. Additionally, balancing my role as a supportive sibling with that of a coach required careful navigation to ensure our relationship wasn't strained. However, these challenges ultimately served as valuable learning experiences, enhancing my skills in mentorship and emotional intelligence. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to helping others and overcoming challenges. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. In what ways can society better support individuals facing personal challenges? Band 6-7 answer. I think society can help by providing more counseling services and support groups. Schools and workplaces should also be more understanding of people's personal problems. Band 8-9 answer. Society can play a pivotal role in supporting individuals facing personal challenges through various means. Firstly, destigmatizing mental health issues and promoting open conversations about personal struggles can create a more supportive environment. Secondly, implementing comprehensive support systems in educational institutions and workplaces, such as counseling services and flexible policies, can provide individuals with the resources they need to overcome challenges. Moreover, fostering a culture of empathy and community engagement can encourage more people to reach out and help others. This could involve incentivizing volunteer work or integrating social responsibility into corporate cultures. Lastly, leveraging technology to create accessible support networks and resources can ensure that help is available to those who might otherwise struggle to access it. Q. Do you think people today face more challenges than in the past? Why or why not? Band 6-7. Answer. I believe people today do face more challenges. The world is changing quickly, and there's a lot of pressure to succeed. Technology also creates new problems like online bullying. Band 8-9 answer. This is a nuanced issue that requires careful consideration. On one hand, we've made significant strides in many areas, such as healthcare, education, and human rights, which have alleviated some historical challenges. However, the rapidly evolving nature of our modern world has indeed introduced new and complex challenges. The digital age, while bringing numerous benefits, has also led to issues such as information overload, cyberbullying, and the pressure to maintain a curated online presence. These can significantly impact mental health and social relationships. Additionally, the global interconnectedness of our economies and societies means that challenges like climate change, economic instability, and pandemics have far-reaching effects that previous generations didn't experience to the same extent. Moreover, the pace of change in today's world is unprecedented. This rapid evolution in technology, job markets, and social norms can lead to a sense of constant adaptation, which can be stressful and challenging for many. The increased awareness of global issues through media also means that people today are more cognizant of challenges beyond their immediate environment, which can add to their stress and feelings of responsibility. However, it's important to note that with these new challenges come new tools and resources to address them. The key lies in leveraging these advancements to support individuals and communities in navigating the complexities of modern life. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Grapple with, phrasal verb, grap with, to try to deal with or understand a difficult problem or situation. Example, many students grapple with the pressure of exams and future career choices. Foster, verb, fuster, to encourage the development or growth of ideas or feelings. Example, good leaders foster an environment of creativity and innovation. Plaguing, verb, play, to cause continual trouble or distress to. Example, anxiety had been plaguing her for years, affecting her daily life. Take it upon oneself, idiom, to decide to do something without being asked. Example, he took it upon himself to organize the company's first charity event. Unlock potential, phrase, to release or reveal hidden abilities or possibilities. Example, the mentoring program aims to unlock the potential of young entrepreneurs. Pivotal role, phrase, a very important or essential role. Example, education plays a pivotal role in shaping a society's future. Destigmatize, to remove the negative associations or shame attached to something. Example, campaigns to destigmatize mental health issues have helped more people seek treatment. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing experiences like helping someone overcome a challenge, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases relevant to the topic. This demonstrates your language proficiency and ability to express complex ideas. Provide detailed examples. When describing your experience, include specific details that bring your story to life. This shows your ability to communicate clearly and engagingly. Show reflection. Discuss how the experience affected you or what you learned from it. This demonstrates your ability to think critically and express personal opinions. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without hesitation or repetition. Use appropriate tenses. When narrating past events, ensure you use past tenses correctly. Mix in perfect and continuous tenses where appropriate to add sophistication to your language. Address all parts of the question. In part 2, make sure you cover all the points mentioned in the cue card. This shows your ability to understand and respond to complex instructions. Develop your ideas. In part 3, try to expand on your initial responses with explanations, examples, or personal opinions. This demonstrates your ability to discuss abstract concepts in depth. Remember, regular practice and exposure to English through various media can significantly improve your speaking skills and confidence. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking score, you might find it helpful to read about describing a person who motivates you to pursue your passions, or describing a time when you faced a personal challenge and overcame it. These topics can provide additional context and vocabulary related to personal growth and challenges. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.